Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're beginning a new set of halachas. Simon Reish Beis, the halachas of Birchas, Peros, Ha'ilan. And tonight, actually, we're going to be talking about the halacha of the bracha on wine. The Gemara in Brachos on the Lamed Hey tells us that wine gets a unique bracha, as the Mishnah Berurah delineates in Sifkatan Beis, because it's Soed Alevu Mesamcho. Therefore, the Mechaber begins, I'll call Peres Ilam Avarach B'tchila Bar Priyates, generally make a Bar Priyates, Chutz Me'ayayin, except for wine, Shavarach Alav, Borei Priyagofen. That we, the bracha that it gets is Borei Priyagofen. The Mishnah Berurah makes reference in Sifkat and Gimel, that in Simen Reish Ches, Sif Tezvav, the Mechaber discusses what happens if you make an error and you make the wrong bracha in a case of grapes and wine. Let's take a look and jump ahead to Reish Ches Sif Tezvav. In Bidiyevet Berech Alanovim Barit Priyagofen O Achareim Alagefen Yatsa. The halacha is that we only make a Barit Priyagofen on wine. If you eat grapes, you make a Borei Priyagofen. What happens if you mixed up the bracha? So then, in such a case, the halacha is that Bidiyevet, if you make a Borei Priyagofen on the grapes, you would be Yotze as well, because it's not entirely a bracha levatala. Bidiyevet is acceptable. What about the inverse? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ayin, that if you made a Bar Priya Eitz on Yayin, so that is a machlokis. Some say Yotze Bidiyevet, some say you are not. The Chai Adam is amongst those who say that's your Yotze Bidiyevet. I heard from Nevin Sal Shlita that the Pesach HaAchron in Yoredeya is the Chachmas Adam. Of course, the same author of the Chai Adam. And the Magen Avram, though, quotes the Riyal Levi and others who say that you're not Yotze, and we rule Safek Brachos Lahakel. So if you made the Bracha Bar Priya Eitz on wine, it would work. More often is people make a mistake and they'll make a Bar Priya Gofen on grapes. You know, you get confused because it is, you think of it as Priya Gofen, right? So that mistake is a little bit more common. So that is in Reish Ches Tezvav, and in such a case, one would be Yotze. As we mentioned, the Gemara tells us that the reason why you make a Bar Priya Gofen, it gets a unique bracha, wine, because it's both satisfying, so at a lev, umesamcha. That led, years ago, Marin Rabbi Nevin Sal Shlita to tell me, when I was zocha to learn with him, the Amud Yomi, so this is one of the, today's daf was one of the topics we began together. We started with these halachos, so that first day, he said to me, I have a suffix of, let's say you made a Borei Minei Mizonos on Yayin. Can anybody figure out what Ravenna's all suffix was? The suffix was that the Gemara says you're Soed. So since it's Soed, he had it sad that maybe you would even be Yotze Bidiyevet, fascinating Shiloh.
Is it called Soed or Halev? Like Soed Halev?
Soed, Halev.
What's the difference between Soed Halev and Simcha?
Now, very good question. The answer is that Soed Halev means that one feels full. I don't think it's referring to the Simcha component. Satisfied, that would be the best word. The Mechaber continues that you make a Bar Priya Gofen, Bein Chai, Bein Mevushal. Whether it is raw or whether it's Mevushal, it gets a Bar Priya Gofen. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkatan Dalid, that even though the Bishul changes it and lowers its level down, nevertheless, you still get a Borei Pri Hagafen. At this moment, Rav Nevin Sal told me a couple of things. Number one is that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt today that Mevushal is not like what Mevushal once was. From what I understand, Mevushal now wins awards in wine contests. Once upon a time, Mevushal really ruined the wine. A couple of years ago, I had a shaila about Maga Akum by wine, and I actually was Mevashal the wine. I put the wine in a pot to be mevashel, in order that lechola deos, because Rav Shlomo Zalman felt it's not mishtana. Today's bishul is not mishtana legriusa. And sure enough, the wine did not taste as good when we had cooked it in a pot pshuto kimashmo. It wasn't noticeable, but clearly noticeable. But it wasn't the same quality. In contrast to mevushel, the way it's pasteurized today, yesh lodun. Take a look in Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa Chelik Beis on page Chaf. Test. And therefore, in regards to Maga Yayin, to this day, there are many who are Machmir, And l'chatchila, it's kedai to be machmir and not rely on this. Yayin meshuchzar is a form of wine that's not pasteurized, but it's a wine that the grapes were first ground down into some type of a avak. How do you say it in English? A powder, and then water added to it. So that is that in Israel used to be very, very common. And Rav Nevinsal used to emphasize that yayin mishuchzar might not have it in yayin. It was a suffix, and therefore one should not make kiddush on it. And it's also even possibly a shaila of its appropriate bracha. Okay, let's continue on. Bein shu'asun kedutin dahainu shenosun badvashu pilpulin. If you added other things to it as well, as long as the yayin has not changed the griusa, it will still get a borei priagafin. The Rama comments, v'misarev yayin b'shechor, if you mixed wine up with beer, azlin achar arov, then you follow the majority. Im arov yayin mevarach borei priagafin, if the majority is wine, then it gets a borei priagafin, arov shechor mevarach shakol. So then, the rules are straightforward at first glance, that the halacha is that you follow the majority. However, the Mishnah Berurah does add that there are some who make this a little bit more complicated. In Sifkat and Yud, first the Mishnah Berurah says, V'lo dam ilhad dekaimelon reishd al sifhei ba'ga. D'day shiyesh b'yayim ma'at yosem me'echa b'shisha neged ha'mayim ayin sham. The rule is that as long as you have 1/6 wine to water, it gets a borei priagafin. So I might have said the same applies with a mixture of wine and beer. The answer is no. That when it comes to wine versus water, all you need is a sixth of the wine to the water. However, when it comes to a mixture of beer and wine, then you follow the majority. That's a normal way to mix water with wine. By the way, this halacha doesn't necessarily apply today because our wine is already deeply diluted. So if you would have, we're going to have to wait till we get to Siman Reish Daled. If you took our wine and you put 6 times the amount of water in, l'chura, it's not going to get a borei priagafin. There we're talking about the purest wine, which was then the normal way to be mosaic. The Rashbam in the 10th parak of Psachim says is to do 1/6. However, if we're talking about our wines today, that already is ki'ilu 1/6 mazug, and that would be problematic. How much water makes that no longer gets a borei priagafin? That's beyond our scope for tonight. Hopefully we'll get to that. So the water becomes subsumed with the wine. You normally don't dilute it, and therefore you follow Rov. Continuing on to the next page, Mishnah Berurah says, V'ayim beber agra, shedayta ladina d'gambin yanenu, shovel imzigas yayim b'mayim. That the Gra was in disagreement. That the Gra was of the opinion that you also did it 1/6. In other words, as long as there's 1/6 of wine to beer, the halacha is that it gets a borei pri hagafen. If I'm not mistaken, there are poskim who follow the Gra. There's an arichus over here from the Mishnah Berurah. There are those who follow the sheet of the Gra, and one should ask their local rav how to follow what shita to follow the halacha. We'll stop over here.
So when you have a mixture of wine and